FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
The theme that accompanied the main titles of the 1966 adventure western, The Trap. And if you thought it sounded rather similar to the theme from 633 Squadron, you'd be halfway there to knowing that the composer was Ron Goodwin. Good evening to you, Nick Plummer here, welcoming you to FMR at the Movies, your official feel-good start to the weekend. We started with a movie from 1966, and we move forward just 19 years to 1985, and the release of the first Back to the Future movie. Now, I don't want to make you feel old, but 1985 was 39 years ago. We'll be right back.
Marty, we need to go back to 1985. Everything should be okay.
Alan Silvestri's music from Back to the Future. The Legend of 1900, or if you translate it from its full original Italian title, The Legend of the Pianist on the Ocean, was director Giuseppe Tornatore's first English-language movie. It was one of those unique films, and it was told in flashback about a baby boy who's abandoned in the first-class dining room of an ocean liner. The parents, for some reason, are never found, and the boy is raised on board the ship, never setting foot on shore. And to make things really interesting, he had a prodigious talent for playing the piano. Ennio Morricone's wonderful score to The Legend of 1900. Now, even though the James Bond movie series started in 1962 with Dr. No, we had to wait until the third film in 1964 for Bond to really find his stride. Massive sets, aerial stunts, gadgets, gizmos, girls, and witty one-liners came thick and fast in what became the Bond benchmark, Goldfinger. And of course, it also marked the introduction of the blockbuster theme song. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. What a line.
Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. For a golden bird knows when he's kissed her. It's a kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold, only gold. He loves gold. He loves only gold, only gold. He
sassy and brassy. I could be referring to John Barry's music or Dame Shirley Bassey. You be the judge. Even as far back as the 1940s, there were remakes of earlier movies. Now, ostensibly, this was to introduce cinema audiences to the talking pictures, where they'd previously only seen silent movies, which were often accompanied by a pianist or sometimes an orchestra. Now, The Thief of Baghdad was first released as a silent movie in 1924, starring Douglas Fairbanks in the title role, and it was remade in 1940, but the orchestral score from the original movie, composed by Mortimer Wilson, was a masterpiece of movie scoring. Mortimer Wilson's classic score to the 1924 silent movie The Thief of Baghdad. During the late 80s and into the 90s, there was a slew of film adaptations of classic literary works. William Shakespeare, Jane Austen, Charlotte and Emily Bronte, Tolstoy, Alexander Dumas, E.M. Forster, and Virginia Woolf, who wrote the novel Mrs. Dalloway in 1925. It was adapted for the big screen in 1997, starring Vanessa Redgrave in the title role, and with a score by Ilona Sekac.
Thank you.
Music by Ilona Sekac to Mrs. Dalloway.
FMR at the movies.
Now, in my ever so humble opinion, before they became hell-bent on dominating the movie world by buying up everything they could get their hands on, Disney, at the time, made amazing hand-drawn animated movies. And as a production company, they're still pretty good, but there is, in my opinion, one thing that they've done which they should never have considered. And that is making live-action remakes of classic animated movies. As I say, that's my opinion. And here's a reminder of one of their classic animations. Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson with Beauty and the Beast from 1991. Music composed by Alan Menken. Now, a little earlier I mentioned movie adaptations of classic literary works, and I forgot to mention Thomas Hardy. My bad, let's put the record straight with Philippe Sardra's score to Tess from 1979. Philippe Sardra's score to Tess, which was adapted from Thomas Hardy's rather raunchy 1892 novel Tess of the D'Urbervilles. We started this evening with Ron Goodwin's theme from The Trap, and I mentioned the familiarity of his stirring theme from 633 Squadron. So let's hear another of his wartime movie marches, written for the film The Battle of Britain, and it was a work which was originally entitled The Luftwaffe March, but these days it's better known as Aces High. Battle of Britain, that was the Luftwaffe March, or Aces High, whatever you wish. The 1998 period romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love adds an amusing and fictional twist to the life of William Shakespeare. If you've not seen the film or the play, it involves a love affair, a certain amount of cross-dressing, and the renaming of Romeo and Ethel to Romeo and Juliet. Music from Stephen Warbeck to Shakespeare in Love. And just like that, it's nearly time to go time, but not before we hear from John Williams and one of his most enduring movie themes. Now, when the movie was first released in 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark was heralded as an instant classic. It harked back to those halcyon days of Saturday afternoon matinees at the movies, the adventurous ripping yarns with a reluctant but somehow effective hero. closing the show this week, John Williams and the Raiders March. I'm Nick Plummer, quickly grabbing my fedora and whip before the studio door closes behind me, and I'll see you next time FMR goes to the movies.
Yeah.